Hello?
You have a laptop.
Hello?
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, this is James calling here from security team of Visa and MasterCard department, ma'am.
Yes?
My talking to Ms. Dennis?
Hello?
Am I talking to Ms. Dennis?
Yes, speaking.
Okay, ma'am. This is a verification call to ask you that have you authorized any overseas payment today morning?
Have I what, sorry?
Have you authorized any overseas payment today morning for name of medical donation?
No.
Okay, ma'am, the reason we are calling you is because about an hour ago someone has exceeded your internet banking. Do you know?
Really? Just how much?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Do you know who can exceed it other than you?
Nobody.
Nobody, but ma'am, we got a payment request of $799.
But how much?
Hello?
Yes?
Ma'am, we received a payment request of $799.
But how much?
$799, ma'am.
To who?
I don't know, ma'am, but this payment is going somewhere in California, U.S. And overseas payment name of medical donation, the name of medical donation.
No, no, that's not me.
Ma'am, but it what? Will be deducted somehow.
Just take a while, put you on speaker. Just having trouble hearing you, that's all. Keep going.
Ma'am, I cannot hear you. You are a bit... Hello?
Just a moment. Just a moment. I'll get some headphones. For 1 few seconds. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello? Yes. Hello. Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, 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 ma'am. I can hear you.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. If you are not authorizing this payment, this might be some Hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay, okay. Ma'am. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Ma'am, you're breaking.
Well, I'm just sitting here. I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting here trying to hear you.
Okay, ma'am. We are telling you that someone has authorized a payment of $799, which will be going to California, U.S., which we can see here. Ma'am, is your address 95C 8th Avenue?
Yes, that's correct.
But someone has tried to change your IP address, ma'am. The payment which has been authorized is showing to California, U.S. and your IP is to be changed to California, U.S.
Well, I don't think that's the case. I do have a VPN on my...
Ma'am, we can verify your IP. We can show you where your IP is being shown.
Okay, what's the... What IP does it say?
Ma'am, you have to check it yourself.
Well, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it. I want you to tell me what you're looking at.
Okay, ma'am. We have a procedure. We have a procedure. We'll hand this call to my senior. He'll assist you further.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, ma'am. You don't have to hang. You'll be just in a call. I'll just forward this call to my senior.
Okay? Yeah, okay. I'll wait here. Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
All right. Thank you for holding the line, ma'am. This is David Mitchell, the senior officer, and I will assist you further regarding to this transaction, okay?
Yes.
All right. So, ma'am, recently you haven't used your card for your account to make any transaction today, right?
No, the last, I'll just tell you the last transaction I made was a payment on the 23rd of January of $930.
All right. And apart from that?
That should have left me with a zero balance. And so I haven't done anything since then.
All right. And apart from that transaction, ma'am, have you tried to order any gift card online?
No.
Like you have ordered some gift card. You are trying to redeem all those gift cards to the United States of the America?
No, definitely not. I've used my card recently in New Zealand. I'm back home from holidays in Australia now, and I paid my account in full the other day. So there should be nothing on my account, and I've not used my account since.
Right. Because, ma'am, the transaction, the company that you have paid for the holiday, was it like Austin Tour and Travels?
No.
Okay. Because, ma'am, your internet IP address has been compromised, and from there all this issue has been created. Those hackers, they are trying to access your internet network. They are trying to fluctuate your location of your network, ma'am. So I will help you to check that, so you might get concerned exactly what is going on behind you, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now, you do have a Google on your phone, ma'am, the mobile phone which you use. You do have a Google or a Safari browser?
I do. Okay.
On the Google, ma'am, you just simply check for my 1P address country and make sure don't tell me anything about that or don't read out. Just have a look with your end, ma'am, from your eyes, okay?
What do you look at?
My. Type there my on the Google, M-Y.
Oh, my God.
Hang on. When I get into Google.
Yeah, on the Google, you can see search, right, ma'am?
I don't use Google very often. Okay, search history?
Not search history. Yeah, Google search.
Google search.
Is it on the smartphone? Like
okay, yeah. Okay, Google search. Now, type in, what did you say?
My.
Yeah.
Then number one, give a space, then number one.
Oh, a space, yeah.
Number one.
Yes. Yeah.
P for Peter.
Yeah.
All right. My 1P address country. Yes. Right. Address then country. You will be getting a suggestion over there, ma'am. Right.
What did you say? My space 1P.
1P address country.
Address country.
Yes.
Type in address country.
Yes. After 1P, give a space, then type address, then again give a space, type country. It should be my 1P address country, ma'am.
Okay, and then go done.
Yeah, click on search.
United States of America, IP address.
Now you see, ma'am, it should be in Australia, but it is showing in a different country, and that's the reason you haven't received any notification about the transaction which was being attempted behind you. So what we are going to do, we are going to block those people from your IP address and make sure that in the near future as well, they will not be able to access any of your information behind you. Now, first thing that we need to do, what we are going here is to report this fraudulent activity on the security portal, ma'am. Okay? Now, on the Google, close that. Remove that my 1P address. Remove it.
How do I remove it?
Can you see the back arrow or a cross sign? The Google page.
Yep.
Close it down.
Close it. Okay, so I should go
back to the home screen and again open up the
home.
Google now. Yeah. And again open up the Google.
Okay, so open search.
Yeah, click again open up search. Then I will help you, ma'am. Now, type there, again on the Google search, type there ACSC Australia.
What is the IC?
Yeah, ACSC. A for Australia, C for Charlie.
Yep.
Again, AC, yeah, SC. S for security and C for Charlie. Yeah, S for Sunday.
ACSC, yeah?
Yeah. Then type Australia. Give a space, then type Australia.
Yeah.
All right. Now you can again click on the search, ma'am. Yes. Click on the search.
Okay. So the Australian Cyber Security Centre.
All right. Now, can you see homepage? acschomepage.gov.au.
Yeah. I can
click on that.
I see.
Click on that.
Click
on that ACSC homepage.
Yeah.
Okay. Now what do you see?
I see cyber security for kids.
Yes. Come down, ma'am.
Yeah. Get alerts on new threats. Report a cyber crime or cyber security incident.
Yeah.
Become a partner. Information security manual.
Yeah. Go down.
Latest alerts and advisories. Yeah. 24th of January. Ransomware profile. Royal. Well, how far do you want me to go down?
Yeah. Go down. You can see top three things to protect yourself.
Pardon?
You can see
top three things
to protect yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Once you see that, do let me know.
I can see that, yeah.
All right. Now, where you can see the top three things to protect yourself, ma'am, make sure that you need to follow up them. You need to follow the instruction in the near future, ma'am, right?
Yeah.
Can you see there are three things, the important things, ma'am?
Yeah.
Your device to protect information. Now, it means like whenever the updation of the application on your mobile phone or your mobile is required update, you need to update it, right? Apart from that, you can see the second thing, protect your account with multi-factor authentication. It means, ma'am, like you need to add a double layer of security while you make any payment. As you receive the code for the secure code for authorization, apart from the code, your face ID, your fingerprint must be also required. Like it is a double security, right? If someone gets code for any house, if someone can get the code, but they cannot get your fingerprint or your face ID without you, right, ma'am?
Yes.
So it's not be possible for them that in any case they can withdraw any transaction behind you, ma'am. Okay?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Right. Now the third thing that you can see, the option there, the third.
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Hello? Yes.
All right. Now you can see the third option, backup data regularly to the cloud or an external hard drive. It means, ma'am, like most of the time, the banking, your internet banking ID, your password, your email ID and the password, everything should be noted down. Like you need to keep a backup of a hard note of all the stuff, all of your banking your details and the password. Because somehow if your mobile phone get lost or your phone got your phone is not working, like there is some problem with your phone. So at the meanwhile, how you can recover the password? If you can note it down somewhere, all these things already, you have stored it on a notepad or somewhere on a notebook, so that at the meanwhile, if the new device, you can, while the same details, you can log in on the new device. Right, ma'am?
Yes.
Now,
what I'm surprised about is that I have a VPN on my desktop. I have VPN on my desktop, and at the moment the country is Perth. Every now and again I change it, but it's on Perth at the moment, so I don't understand how it's coming up. It's America.
Yeah, that's the reason, ma'am. Yeah. Because the VPN, whenever you connect to the VPN, the VPN helps you to connect to the different country IP address, ma'am. Right?
Yes.
So that with you can use with the VPN, you can connect to a different country, any of the country in the world, you can connect to their IP address.
Yes.
Which is used network. right? And that is the VPN that you downloaded. Like, is it a paid version or like you have downloaded from any website?
No, it's a paid one. I pay every 6 months. I think it comes from England. And I've probably had it for about 2 years.
Okay, you do one thing, ma'am. Let me show you up something else. Okay, again, you can close the Google. All right, wait. Before you close this page, you on the very top, you can see reports on this page.
I can see, what did you say?
Report on the ACSC page. You can see the report.
Report a cybercrime, yes.
Yeah, click on that, ma'am, because the first thing that we need to do is to report this fraudulent activity on the security server, right?
Okay.
Once you click on the report, you can see the option. There will be three options, ma'am. Who are you reporting on behalf of, right?
Yes.
So you need to select an individual. Click on that individual. You can see the small circle over there, ma'am. Click on that.
Yes.
All right. Now you can see you will be reporting a cybercrime to the police through Report Cyber, right?
Yes.
All right. So the Australian Federal Police will be also involved in the investigation, ma'am. So don't worry about that. They will try to find out the exact location of those people and from where they are coming up from. Now, you can close this ACSC page. Close it down.
Yes.
And again on the Google type validator, ma'am. V-A-L-I-D-A-T-O-R, validator.
Hang on. On the Google type
validator. Yeah, on the search type V for Victoria.
Hang on.
V as in Victor.
Okay, validator.
Yeah, V-A-L-I-D-A-T-O-R. Validator.
Yeah.
All right. Now you can search for that. You can see the W3 Markov Validation Service. Can you see that, ma'am?
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Click on that, the W3 Markov Validation Service. You can see this is the website where you can search for web documents or website, whether the website are genuine or not. All right. Now you can see on the validator page, you can see address, and there will be a white blank panel, ma'am. Can you see that?
Yeah.
All right. On the address, ma'am, just simply type your email address, and you can see below there is a small that's written check. Once you enter your email address, click on check. Okay.
I hope you're not.
No, ma'am. That's the reason, ma'am. We are not asking you to share or read out any of your details. All right?
Yeah, but I'm typing them.
All right. You need to just type in. That's the reason I don't want you to read out, ma'am. And you can click on the check. Is the reason why I'm asking you to check your email, ma'am, because those transaction email notification must be coming up on your email. But the changes of your IP address has conflict everything. And that might be a problem with your email as well, ma'am. All right, so you can see any notification about the email, you can see the results. Can you see the results? Once you click on the check.
It's just taking a while to load up.
All right. Because the first thing that we need to do is...
Connection is the tool is an ongoing experiment. Check address. Info. Trailing slash on board elements has no effect and interacts badly with unquoted attributable values. Okay, so where do I go?
Scroll down a little bit. Did you click on
that? Yeah. And then I've got all these things come up.
Filtering. Okay, can you see info, error, warning notification, ma'am? If there are any warning or error notification over there?
Info, error, bad value.
Can you see the error, right?
Yeah.
And you can see below down there, you can also see some warning notification, ma'am.
There's no warning, unless I go, I've got lots of info things.
Yeah, these are the things, ma'am, like whenever your email has been used, this is the notification.
Error.
If anything is illegally going on your email, this error and warning notification must be coming up. And all these things have been continuously tried by those people. Multiple times they have used your email address to purchase different things on a different website. That's the reason this error notification has been generated. Okay?
Yes, there's quite a few error ones coming up now. There's no dates that I can see.
All right, ma'am. Because you can see there are a whole lot of errors.
A warning. Yeah, this one. This article role is unnecessary for element article.
So we need to also secure, that's the reason, ma'am, you haven't received any email about those transactions. So what we are going to do is, first the thing, you will be getting a notification. We will be blocking those people from your network and change the IP address back to Australia, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right, now you can close the Google page, ma'am, close it down.
So you'll be changing the address?
Directly from the security servers, ma'am, you will be getting a notification. We will help you to just, we will guide you up. It will be automatically get secured, all right? We will just help you with the instruction, like what you need to do, all right?
And apart
from that, you will be also getting a notification about the transaction of the gift card which was been purchased by those people. Like those people tried to purchase Kohl's and Woolworth gift card, and you haven't tried to order any Kohl's or Woolworth gift card. You haven't, right?
No.
Okay. Now you can close the Google page, man. Close it down and back to your normal home screen.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, once you're on the home screen, you can see, now you can open up the Play Store. You do have a Play Store or an App Store?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Is it an App Store or is it a Play Store, ma'am?
No, it's an App.
App Store. Okay. Now, on the App Store, ma'am, just type over there. You can see the search on the bottom down there, right?
Just a moment. I'm just making sure all these tabs are closed.
All right.
Okay, so you're going to the App Store, yet?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, hang on. What's that? You said to get new releases. Oh, no, that's an ad. Search, yep.
Okay.
I'm there? Yep.
Yes. Now, on the search, type the Z, Z for zebra.
Yep.
O for orange.
Yes.
H for Henry.
Yep.
Then again, O for orange.
Zoho was this customer?
Yeah, this is a security application and it will help you to fluctuate your IP address. Yeah, those people will be get blocked from your network and you will be getting all the email. Click on install or get.
So it's a green icon?
Yeah, green one. Yes. There will be a two like square indicating each other, and there will be a circle on the top now.
Yep.
Okay. Once it will be complete, ma'am, you can see the option open. Do let me know, okay?
Okay. I only got 2.5 stars.
All right. And ma'am, apart from you, like, is anyone?
No one uses my card. No, my husband had his own. He actually was scammed a few weeks ago.
Okay, ma'am, that's the reason your everything has been blocked. Like, you have you get a new card or like you are using the old one?
No, I don't use it. I only use it when I go overseas, and I don't use it very often these days. I only use it if I'm purchasing something overseas. But most of the time, I don't bother. I use it purely for travel and the same with his. And his was brand new. He's never actually used his card. Okay, it says open.
All right. Once you open up, do let me know.
Okay, now you want to put my email in?
No, don't put the email. You can see the small X on the top now. Click on the small X.
Oh, no, it says enter your email ID.
Yeah, where you can see enter your email ID on the same box on the top, you can see there will be a small cross sign.
No, I can only see cancel. Oh, I'll go cancel. Enter session. Oh, yeah, okay.
All right. Now we will
be
providing you a one-time security session, ma'am, because those hackers, we need to remove them from your network, right?
Yeah.
All right, where you can see enter session key, ma'am, I'm providing you a one-time session number. It's 169.
Hang on. So, where I have the cross, should I be going to settings now?
No, no, don't go to the settings. What do you see now? What's coming up on the
screen? Oh, if I slide across, I get a session key, yeah. Session key.
All right. Type over there 169.
Intercession key. Oh, yeah. I think this is teaching me what to do. I don't think it's actually.
You need to
doing
you
it.
See the numbers. Oh. You need to press over there, ma'am, on the numbers.
Yeah, I've got them. Yeah, okay.
All right.
Just three numbers?
Yeah, one, no, no, wait. 169239.
Yep. Yep.
1373.
Now, that put dashes in.
Break a pattern.
It's got, now it's gone 169-239-1373.
Yeah, 1373. Now you can press the join. Can you see the join
yeah.
on the bottom?
Yeah. Mm.
All right. Once you click on join, do let me know what is coming up, ma'am.
Okay. It says start session.
Yeah, click on start session because the security session will be get started.
Okay.
Now what do you see next?
It says screen broadcast.
All right. Can you see start broadcast?
Yeah.
Click on start broadcast.
Okay.
Now, once you click on start broadcast, you can see all of the application on the background, right?
I can see assist client would like to send you notifications.
Yeah. Click on the checkbox. I allow and I have reached the terms and conditions. Click on that and click on allow, ma'am.
Okay.
Now what do you see?
Still red dot flashing.
Okay. Click on that red dot and it will be make it green.
No, it's loading something up. It says screen
okay.
broadcast and
yes.
it's loading something. It won't let me click on it, so it's up to 42 seconds.
Okay, you do one thing, go back to the home screen now.
Yeah.
All right. Now, again, check for this application. It has been added on your phone and open up from there. Okay? The green one.
Yep.
All
yep.
right. Now, what do you see?
It says allow remote access.
Yeah. Click on allow, and you will be getting a notification from the ACSC Cybersecurity Department. Now. Did you click on allow?
Yep.
All right.
I have to click on I understand.
Yeah. Click on that. That's the most important thing, ma'am.
I didn't click on that before.
Can you see ACSC
conversation
with
your yeah,
it says ACSC YBBFEC,
yep.
All right, now wait. You will be getting a notification.
Okay, welcome to security, yep.
ACSC security service, right?
Yep.
Now wait. Now, you need to just read out the things that is coming up from the ACSC Cybersecurity.
Okay. Our customer remediation specialist team is here to help you.
All right, ma'am.
We're here to help, whether it's with using online banking or to better understand your banking finance, we can guide you through. If you need to speak to a person, we can help with that too.
All right, ma'am. These are the things you should already receive it up, ma'am. All right.
Oh, what, on an email?
On your email or on the notification, but ma'am, there was some info notification.
We collect and store your IP address, all that sort of thing. I don't have anything on email.
You haven't received on the email all these things, right, ma'am?
No.
Okay, wait. Go back to the Joho page. Go back to the Joho application, ma'am. Okay. Now you can see you have received some more notification.
Visa, MasterCard, and FTOS have their own procedures and timeframes for resolving disputes and will need to follow their respective processes.
All right. These notifications, you should be receiving it earlier, ma'am, but due to those people, all right?
No, I don't have any, not on my desktop.
Okay. That's the reason, ma'am, because your IP address has been changed. That's the reason. Can you see? Each and every.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. No, it's gone the other way. No, there's no. No emails there.
Now, what do you? What's coming up now? Go to the Joho back. Go to the Joho application what? Again.
Job app. What is it? What are you calling it? Job application.
No, no. Joho application. Joho app. The Z O H O, the green one now.
Yeah. ACSCTYDFEC app. Yeah. Yeah.
Can you see the last two messages coming up to you?
Coles gift card ordered $500 for e-gift cards. Woolworths gift card ordered $500 5 gift cards.
And you haven't ordered this gift card,
no.
Right?
No, no, definitely not. Transaction ID 2458123.
All right. Now the cancellation process will be start now. Because all the gift card those people try to order, ma'am, it have a particular timeline. So before that timeline, we need to block those gift cards that was been tried to order behind you, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now you do one thing, ma'am. You can go back to the home screen. Come back to your normal home screen.
I don't understand how you keep going back to the normal home screen.
All right. No, 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 ma'am. Not like that. You can swipe your. You are using an Apple phone, right, ma'am?
Yeah.
Swipe that. All right. Can you see? You can see the black line. From the black line, swipe it up.
Yeah.
From the bottom.
Up, yeah.
All
yeah.
right. Now you are on the home page, right, ma'am?
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
The screen.
Now,
yeah. Home screen. Yeah.
Okay. Now check all the application on your phone, ma'am. I'm logging to your banking application and check any deduction about any payment or any statement coming up on your account. Check it one by one. Okay.
So we lost the bank accounts. No, there's nothing. It's credit cards, really, isn't it?
Log in again, ma'am. Log in again and check the settings of your account once you log in. Have you logged out?
I've logged out of my bank account, yeah.
All right. Try to log in again. And most of the time you travel to America, right, ma'am?
Yeah, and I'm going in a few weeks, yeah.
Okay, wait. Because all of your card has been tried to targeted by those people, ma'am. All right. Now, on which page are you on your mobile phone, ma'am? What can you see?
I'm on an American Express page.
All right. And with the American Express, you got the card. Can you see the image of the card?
Yeah.
Click on that.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am. Now check, is this the same card that is with you, right, ma'am?
The same card that's with me.
Yeah. You haven't, like, misused this card. You haven't misplaced this card anywhere, right, ma'am?
I don't think so.
All right. Now check the other account with the American Express. You only got one account or like you got more accounts, ma'am?
I've got more.
Okay. And now still you are on your American Express account, ma'am, or you have logged out from there?
I've logged out from there.
Okay. Now, before you are all right, now again try to log into your ING, ma'am, and check the settings of your ING account online banking. Go to log into your account.
How did you know I was in my ING account?
Beg your pardon? Ma'am, because we are getting a notification from the security server, ma'am. As your IP address is getting secured, so we are getting some notification regarding to that, okay? Because we are also merged with the Australian bank, ma'am. As you see the last email and the message you have get up, all right? Because the first thing that we need to do is to cancel up all the gift card that was been tried to purchase by those people. Okay? Mm-hmm. And check all of your accounts one by one now.
And, well, they're all fine.
Everything, each and every account is fine, right?
Seems to be, yeah.
All right. Now, can you see somewhere... on your accounts, can you see settings?
Yes.
Click on settings. All right. Now, wait. Now, click on the X. Click on the X. Okay.
Yes.
Now, can you see any option there, ma'am, like profile? There will be also any option like profile. Okay. You can all close it from there. And with the ING, you also got a card, a debit card as well, right, ma'am?
Yes.
All right. Now, you can log out. Once you log out, do let me know, all right?
Yeah, I'm logged out.
All right, ma'am. Now, apart from these two banks, do you have any other bank, ma'am?
Yes.
Like a credit union, St. George, or like a PNC, or
I have
like
another. I have another bank account, and I have a few credit cards, yes.
All right. Just log in and check if there's any funds missing from there, because, ma'am, as you can see the notification, the error warning messages, that's the reason these things have been happening to you, ma'am. So check each and every account. Once you check it, ma'am, then we will be proceed with the cancellation. Okay? And you only have access of all of your accounts, right, ma'am? There is no other person.
My husband has that thing.
Right. Like both, you both use the application, the same application on the phone, ma'am?
No.
This app, your husband is also using the same app on his mobile phone?
No.
Oh.
He may be, yeah. He doesn't really use it very much.
Okay. Now check one by one, log into your account and check the other accounts. And if you find something missing or anything suspicious, ma'am, do let me know. And you don't use eBay application on your phone as well, right?
eBay? No, not really.
All right, ma'am. Once you log into your other accounts, do let me know. And apart from your mobile, you do use your computer, ma'am, right?
Yes, I do.
All right, ma'am. Have you logged into your other accounts, ma'am? Have you checked it?
No, I'm just trying to find them. Hang on.
All right, ma'am. Once you're done, do let me know, ma'am. Because, ma'am, your IP address is getting secured. That's the reason all those transactions are made from your account. Your pardon?
Some of these accounts I don't use online. I don't use them.
Okay. Some of them. All right. The which one you do last uses the last time, ma'am?
The last time, yesterday I used a Virgin. Okay, I'll try my Visa, Virgin Visa.
All right, ma'am. Once you log in, do let me know, all right? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm trying to concentrate.
Okay, ma'am. And ma'am, on the security server, we find some email, like some email has been also stopped, tried to be sent it to you, which the email has been blocked through the Citibank server, ma'am. So is there any like link up with your Citibank, with your mobile number, or you do got any card with the Citibank?
I do have a card with Citibank, but I don't use it and there's no money in there.
Okay, you never like log in it from your account, your Citibank, right? You have never used the app
no.
on your phone?
I have, but not for a year or so. I don't even remember the password.
Okay, you don't remember the password. Okay, now what we are going to do is we are going to cancel up the transaction first from your INC Bank debit card, ma'am, okay?
What transaction?
The gift card, ma'am, which was been trying to purchase by those people.
Okay. I thought it was from 28 degrees.
Beg your pardon, ma'am?
I thought it was from 28 degrees.
No, ma'am. It was from your ING card, and apart from your ING, your American Express was been also trying to target it. Now, you do one thing, go back to the Google again.
But aren't you from 28 degrees?
Beg your pardon, ma'am?
Aren't you from 28 degrees?
Yeah, definitely, ma'am. We are from the 800 Bus Street, ma'am, Melbourne. And apart from that, you do have any other debit cards or credit card, ma'am? You haven't?
I have a few. I'm starting to get very cautious about this. It seems like I'm giving you everything I've got.
No, ma'am. I'm not asking you to read out or share any detail over here, all right?
But you know what I'm doing, and that's what's worrying me, because somehow or another you can see.
We are not doing anything, ma'am. We have a demo kit that we are guiding you up through, the demo security kit, ma'am, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why I'm guiding you up with the demo application. We have the demo security kit over here. Through the demo application, we guide you how you can, how you can go to the application. Because as your home screen, your mobile phone, like most of the clients, they don't like the OLED people, they don't know how to let the latest phone, the smartphone. So we do have a demo application, the demo security kit over here that we guide up through that application now. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, you can open up the Google back again now.
Okay.
Once you're on the Google, do let me know. Are you on the Google, ma'am?
No, not yet.
Okay. Take your time, ma'am. Slowly. And you haven't tried to order anything from the eBay, application, right?
No, I haven't. No.
Okay. Now, you can first check your email on the Google, ma'am. You can check your email. Is your email securely logged in?
My email on Google?
Yeah. On which page are you, ma'am?
I'm on the Google search page.
Okay, and what can you see from the top?
I can see account, search, maps, YouTube, play, news, Gmail.
Okay, where you can see the account option, you can click on that account. And you might be able to see your email address currently, which email has been logged in on your phone. You can click on the account option.
Hang on, sorry, account. Where was it? Search, map, YouTube, play, news, Gmail, meet, chat, contact,
can
drive, calendar.
Account? Can you see something from account? Account. You can see the account, ma'am, on the very top.
Yeah.
Now, can you see your email ID and your name? Everything, right?
No.
Can you cannot see your name?
I can see. I've got my. Yes, okay. I've got that. Yeah.
All right. And you can see all of your email address, how much email you got right, ma'am? So, which email is currently logging on your phone, ma'am?
The third one.
All right. Not an issue, ma'am. Don't read out. And apart from the email, you can see anything else there, like your landline number or your mobile number?
Mobile number?
Yeah. All right. Not an issue. All right. Now you can close this page, ma'am. No need to read out or share any details.
Okay.
All right. Now, once you close the Safari browser, again, open up the Google.
Yes?
Yeah. Click on the back button. Can you see the back button?
Somewhere? Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Again, click on the back button. Once you click on the back button, be back to the normal. Yeah. Now, on the Google search, type over there, woolswap.com.au. Woolswap.
Can you spell that?
W-O-O-L-L-S-S. No, ma'am. Only, it should be W-O-O-L-S.
Yeah.
S. S for Sunday, ma'am. W-O-O-L-S. W-O-R-T-T for Tango, H-S, Woolswap, it should be W-O-O-L-S-W-O-R-T-H-S.
W-O-R-T-H-S.
Yeah. W-O-R. Woolworths. W-O-R.
Woolworths, like the supermarket.
Yeah, Woolworths. Yes.
Woolworths. Woolworths.
Yeah. O-R-T-H-S. H-S. T-H-S.
Okay. I still don't understand how you know what I'm typing.
I am asking you to type in there, ma'am.
I made a mistake?
Beg your pardon, ma'am?
You know when I make a mistake.
No, I'm just trying to make you correct, ma'am. What did you type in?
I'm typing Woolworths, yeah.
All right. Now, come down. What do you see on the Woolworths page?
The Woolworths page?
Yeah. Did you click on? You need to type there woolswap.com.au, ma'am.
Woolworths. Okay.
Yeah. .com.au.
It is not underscore. Underscore is always underneath.
Okay.
I know what you. All right. Once you search for that, to let me know.
Yeah. Okay. Woolworths.com.au. Yep.
Not that. Not that. Go down. Check the second option.
The second option.
Yeah. Are you on the still on the Google page?
No, I'm on the Woolworths page.
Back on the back arrow, ma'am. Come back from that page. Okay. Now you can see the Woolworths page, right? You are on the Woolworths page now.
Yeah. Woolworths online. Today's fresh food people.
No. Try to scroll down, not that. Try to scroll down.
Okay, woolworths.com.au, yeah.
Okay, click on that.
Yeah.
Okay, click on back arrow. Back arrow again, not this. This is also. Okay, go down. Scroll, try to more down.
What am I looking for?
It should be Woolworths, ma'am. Go to the top and check again. Have you typed correctly everything, ma'am? It should be woolworths.com.au.
Okay.
Now, what do you see?
I see Woolworths.com.au.
All right, now come down.
So it's Woolworths. It's Woolworths with an S.
Okay.
Okay, what do you want me to, what am I looking at?
Okay, now, have you opened up the Woolworths page, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay, now, can you see any three line on the top?
Browse.
Yeah, tap on the three line if you see the three line over there.
Browse, yeah.
Come down. Because this is the website from where those people try to purchase all those gift cards. So we are going to block from this website directly. All right, ma'am. We are canceling those gift cards, and all the gift card cancellation email will be sent it to you on your email address. Okay?
Yeah.
Click on the X. Can you see any X?
Yeah.
Okay. Where you can see search. Can you see any option search? On the search, type your gift card. Gift card.
Yeah.
Click on search. Now come down. Scroll down the page once you click on search.
Yeah.
You need to do one thing, ma'am. You need to close this page. You might be on the wrong page. Can you see any image showing up you wish calls? There are no image, right?
Specialty gift card?
No, no. This is you might be on the wrong page. You can close this page. Press the back arrow. Okay. Again, go back to the Google.
Apple gift cards.
Yeah, click on not the Apple. Click on that Apple gift card. Click on that option.
Shop now.
Yeah, click on that. Is it saying shop now or anything else now?
It's shop now.
Wait for the options once you click on that. All right, wait. This is not the exact one, man. This is not one. Click on the back arrow. Now, can you see three line on the top? Click on that Apple gift card. Again, click on that Apple gift card. Yeah. Not. Click on the Apple gift card once again. Click on shop now. Can you see any option shop now? Then you will see the option with the three lines. Yes. Now, can you see all gift card options somewhere on the top, ma'am? You can see anything
yeah.
all gift cards. On the top. On the top.
Yeah. Yeah.
Click on that all gift cards. Now you will be getting the Woolworths one, ma'am. Okay. Now, this is the exact. Now, what option can you see there? You can see there will be multiple options now.
Yeah.
Can you see anything called Wish gift card, ma'am?
Yes, okay.
Yeah, click on that. Because this is the particular gift card that was been purchased behind you, ma'am. And you haven't received any email about this the payment, right?
Look, I'm not going to do this. This all sounds wrong. The first person that rang me said he was from 28 Degrees. And now suddenly you're on about Woolworths wish cards. And I think I need to investigate on my own.
Ma'am. This is the cancellation procedure, right?
No,
we are not asking you to verify any of your information. Since a long time we have
that. You are seeing what I type on the screen, and I don't think I'm going to go any further, thanks.
Ma'am, you are not typing anything on what I'm trying to tell you, okay?
No, I'm going to end the call. I'm very sorry. You need to get someone else.
All right, ma'am. It's not an issue, ma'am. But
okay.
If any money gets released out from your account, you will be not getting any refund immediately, okay?
Well, because it won't be up to you. It will be up to the bank. Thank you.
Definitely, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
We are associated right. with the banks. You need to understand that. All right?
No,
we are not looking for any of our
bank.
Personal assistance, ma'am. All right? It's not my personal call.
Okay.
All right? This is a
Thank
security
you.
Call.
Bye-bye.
That's the reason I'm ringing
Sorry.
You up.
It's just, okay? It's just going on too long. Sorry. Bye.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Well, that.